Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, 8 lines in the bottom of Daf Nun Heinem Beis, our Mishnah discussed Sekwikin, which were bandits and murderers at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni and at the time of Titus HaRasha. So the Gemara continues to discuss the story about Tisha B'Av and other occurrences during that period of time. Rabbi Yechon states, Ma'idachsiv, what does the Pasuk in Mishlei mean when it says, Ashri Adam Mefache Tabid, Umakshe Libo Yipo Bura? And Rashi explains, fortunate is the person that Doyig Liris Hanoilad Shalei Te'erta Kolod Bekachim as who is constantly concerned about the effect of his actions on the future, and one who hardens his heart and isn't concerned about the outcome of his actions will cause hard times and will cause destruction. And the Gemara explains that this pasuk refers to three different stories that happened at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Akamtzu Bakamtzu Chor Yushlaim, because the story of Kamtzu Bakamtzu, so Yushlaim was destroyed, and number two, Atanagel Vatanagelta Chor of Turmalka, because of the story with the hen and rooster, so Turmalka, which was the Har HaMelech, was destroyed. And some say this was Har Ephraim. And number three, Ashaka de Rispek Chor Beta, because of the side of a wagon that carried women, the city of Beta was ultimately destroyed. And all these stories will be discussed in the Gemara. And Ainin Taisis Diva Maskal, Ashri Adam Mfakhat Tamid, where he brings from the Gemara Mesechus Brachas and the Sam Chalav that we said, Chazal Hagavra Dam Mfakhat, Omalei Chatoat, that you actually being a Chote, Tichsiv, Pachta Betsi and Chatoim, Uparach Mikrad Hacha. And over there, the Gemara asks from our Pasuk that says, Ashri Adam Mfakhat Tamid, and the and when the pasuk says Ashri Adam Mefachet Tamid, that's referring to a person that is learning Torah and he's concerned that he should not forget his Torah, and therefore he's Chayzal Mishnasei Tamid. And Titus says that this is not against that Gemara, as V'Hachinami Maisle Ahani Uvdi Shabbat Chol Reiv Tuvasam Shavasam Levayishes Bakamsa. That over here also that would bring the same idea, but again the story where people were Beteach on the Reiv Tuvah and the Shalva and the Shalom that they had at that point to be able to be mevayish bakamsa, and similarly v'laman al bas kesa v'hoylem l'fachid v'lidug min apranis, and they should have been concerned about apranis v'leidam l'adam and spachter b'chinam, and this is not similar to a person that is just anxious, as that shows that he's not a b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara begins by discussing the story of kamtzu bakamtzu, a kamtzu bakamtzu chor Yushlaim, because of the story with kamtzu and bakamtzu, Yushlaim was destroyed. The hu gavra derachmi kamtzu, there was a person, let's call him Ruvain, that loved kamtzu and he was his friend, ubal debabe bakamtzu. And his enemy was Bakamtza, and he hated Bakamtza. Ovid Sudasa, and Ruve made a Suda, Omalit Lashami, and he told Lashami, Zil Isli Kamtza, go and invite my friend Kamtza and bring him to my Suda, Ozil Isli Bakamtza. However, his Shliach went and made a mistake, and instead of bringing Kamtza, he brought Bakamtza. And Rashi says, Kamtu Bakamtza, Kach Shem Shnei Yehudim, these are the names of two Jews that lived during that period of time. And Mashal says that Kamtza and Bakamtza were actually father and son, Ayin Shom, Asa Ashchid Hav Yosef. Reuven came to the party and he found that Bakamtza was sitting at his party. So he said to Bakamtza, let us see, you're my enemy, my boy, what are you doing here? Kumpo, get up and leave my house. Bakamtza said, since I'm here already, Shafka, let me be here and don't embarrass me by throwing me out of the party. And I will pay you whatever the cost is for what I ate and what I am drinking. And we continue on Daf Nun Vav Amalav. So Reuven said to him, Loi, I'm not masking, I want you to leave. Omalei, so Bakamtza said, Yavinu loch, demei palga de suda, sech, I will pay for half of your suda. Omalei, and he still said, Loi, I don't want you to be here, I want you to leave. Omalei, so Bakamtza said, Yavinu loch, demei kula suda, sech, I will pay for an entire suda. Omalei, Loi, and even so, the host wanted Bakamtza to leave. Nokte biyode, vokme vafke, and the host actually went and took Bakamtza's hand, he picked him up, and he threw him out of the house. Oma, hoil bahavi yosfi, rabbana vole mochale, so Bakamtza said that since rabbana was sitting there, and they weren't mecha, so we see that they didn't mind and they were okay with the fact that he threw me out. And therefore, Bakamtza said, I will go and I will go to the king of Rome and I will be malshin and I will say something which is not true to the king of Rome. And Rashi and Daniel says that the pasuk leseilich rochel ba'amecha the tagam is leseichel kurtzin. And Rashi then says, v'imani shekino yisadash shehochel rochel leechel gima b'makim shamashinim sham v'hu simen kiyum hadvarim. And Rashi explains that it was the derech for someone that went and was Mesa on someone and made up a story about them, that they went and had a suda together, and this way they could talk about the story, and this way they were able to go and be able to be ma'amis their words and show that they were telling the truth. And as Rashi says, Shema Isa Shah, Yeshalim, Levar Devrayim, Ula Amis Lashon Hara Sha'amru, Va'isa Suda Nikres Achilas Kurtzin, Lashon Kurtz Be'inav, Shul Simon Lashon Hara, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Ozal Omel Elikesa, Mordabach Yudai, Bakamtza actually went to the Caesar, and he told the Caesar that the Jews are rebelling against you. Omel. So the Caesar said to Bakamsa, "Mi Ema, who said it is true?" Or Malay. So Bakamsa said, "Go and test them. Shadul Kubana, send a carbon to them. Chazasi Makrim Lay, then you'll see if they'll be Makrim for you." And as Rashi says, that the Goyim knew the Kaimalon, Ish Ish, Lurabi says, "If the Kubin Shenenu Nidarim Nidavis Kisrael," that a Goy is allowed to bring Nidarim Nidavis of Oilais to the base of Migdash and to be Makrim on him is Beach. And the Gemara continued that the Caesar agreed with this test, and Azul Shadu Biyada Iglatilsa, so he sent with Bakamsa and Iglatilsa. And Taz says, "Ukamoy Shalishim Al Kulai, Ukamoy Eglim Shalishes, Ba'ilim Shalish, Pirish, Bari Vitaiv," and this calf was a chosh of a calf and was very healthy. V'yeshman Farashim, and some explain, and this is actually an explanation that Rashi brings down in Masechet Shabbos, Shlishli Batin, that it was a third born calf to its mother. And Rashi explains in Masechet Shabbos, because the behemoth, while it's younger, Eina Adayim Bekecha, it doesn't have as much Kayach, that Vlad Rishim Vashani, Eina Briam, they're not as healthy, and the third one is the one that's most healthy. And Taisus doesn't like this pshat, and he also doesn't like another pshat that some say, Shagodl Shlish, that it was only a third of its growth. And the Gemara continues, now of course, Bakamsa knew that if he brought this behemoth to the base of Migdash, they would accept it, and he'd bring it as a carbon, and therefore his plan would work. And therefore, Bahadid Kasi, while he was going, Shadabi Mumma, Bakamsa made a mum, Benifsa Sayim, on its upper lip, Amrila, and some say, Bedukin Shabayin, and some explain that it's talking about the eyelid, and others say it's talking about the eye itself, Dukhtu Dudan Havim Mumma, and this is the place for Klai Yisrael to consider mum, Ulududu Lav Mumma, however, the Goyim do not consider this a mum, and as Rashi says, Ulududu Loyavim Mumma, Lahakur of Lugavoya, Babamma Dudu, Elamachusa Eva, that the only time the Goyim consider a mum when they're using their own bamas is only if a behemoth is Machusa Eva. However, if it just has a small nook in the eyelid or in its upper lip, it would not be considered a mum for a guy. Mark continues, Savra Rabban Lekruve, Mishum Shloim Malchus, so Rabban wanted to be Makar of this carbon, even though it had a mum, based on Shalom Malchus, and they wanted to go and make Kahira Shah, Amalu Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis told them, Yomu Baal Mum Kraven Gav Mizbech, if you do so, then people will make a mistake and they'll think that a Baal Mum could be brought on Mizbech, Savla Mikle. So then they said, maybe we should kill Bakamso, the Lelezo Velema, that this way he won't be able to go back to Caesar and be able to be a Malshin. And we know that someone that's Malshin has a din of a Moisa, and a Moisa is, of course, someone that's considered Roidif, and therefore is Chayiv Misa. So Amalu Rabbi Zechariah, once again, Rabbi Chai ben Avkulis said to them, Yom Matum Mum Bekachim Yehareg, then people will say that someone that is over on the Pasuk, Amum Lo Yehbay, is Chayiv Misa, and of course that's not the case. Amr Rabbi Yechran, so Rabbi Yechran stated, Avis Nusha Sur Rabbi Chai ben Avkulis, based on the patience and on the Nivis of Rabbi Chai ben Avkulis, Hechrives Beisenu, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Vesar Vesichalainu, and our Hichel was destroyed, Vigliseinu Ma'atzenu, and we went to Golis from our land, from Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, because the Caesar thought that the Yidden were being murdered on him, therefore Shadal Vayel Nir and Kesar, so he sent against them Nir and Kesar, and even though Niran was not the Caesar, however the Mefarshim explained that every person that worked for the Kesar was given the title of someone that was an officer of the Kesar. And the Gemara tells us, Kikaasi, when Nir and Kesar came to Eretz Yisrael, Shadal Gira Lemizrach, he shot an arrow towards the east, Asal Nafal Bishayim, and it went towards Yushlayim. Lemayiv, then he shot it towards the west, Asal Nafal Bishayim, and still fell towards Yushlayim. La Baruch Yisrael Shemayim, was Sama Geris, La Baruch Yisrael, and he went and did that to all four corners of the world, and still fell towards Yushlayim, and then Niran continued with his test, and he said to the child, tell me a pasuk that you were learning in Yeshiva, and the child brought a pasuk from Yecheskel that states, that eventually a Kadosh Baruch will take Nekama against Edom for going against Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk continues, so even though Niran Kesar had a successful test to show him that he should go against Eretz Yisrael and against Yushlayim, however, Lemaisa, after he heard his pasuk from this young person, so he said, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy his house, and then he wants to wash his hands through this person, and he's going to take the kama against me. So then he ran away, and he went and was Megaya, and Ramea was born from one of his descendants. And some say Ramea was actually his son, and others say that Ramea was born from his daughter. And once the Caesar saw that Niran Kesar was no longer going against Yushlayim, at this point, the Caesar sent Aspasianus to be the general to go and destroy Yushlayim. And also Tsar Lo Tlashani, and Aspasianus went and besieged Yushlayim for 3 years. And in Yushlayim, there were three very wealthy people, Nakdimim Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savur, and Ben Sisa Zaksas. And the Gemara explains their names, Nakdimim Ben Gurion. Why was he called Nakdimim Ben Gurion? As the Gemara tells us in Mesechus Tainish, that the sun shone on his behalf because he made a neder to pay back a certain person he borrowed water from for Klai Yisrael when they came to be Oile Regal. And that result was that Nes had to happen for Nakdimim Ben Ben-Gurion that the sun kept shining and it extended the last day of payment. And Ben Kalba Savur was called so, Shekala Nichlas Lebezik Shu Rav Kekalev, because anyone that went into his house while he was hungry like a dog, Yaitzik Kishu Saveya, he left while he was already full and satiated. And finally, Ben Tzitzak Sas, why was he called Ben Tzitzak Sas? Shahisit Tzitzasai, Nigueres, Al Gabi Karim Viksasais, that he was so wealthy that when he walked on the street, he wouldn't actually walk on the street. And he had people that put in front of him pillows and blankets, and they basically always rolled out the red carpet for him, and this way his tzitzis always dragged on the carpet and not on the ground. Ekad Amri, others say that his real name was tzitzis, and the reason why he was called Ben Tzitzak Sash, so he said Kisasai Mutalas Ben Delu Remi, because his chair was placed between the great people of Rome, and as Rashi says that he was Mekur Lamalchus and he was involved in politics, and Kshayahilach Remi Lahakpal Pnei Kisa, they would place his chair amongst all of the other noble people, and as the saying goes, he had a seat at the table. And the Gemara tells us, Chad Amalu once said to Klai Yisrael, I will make sure that Klai Yisrael has enough wheat and barley for the next 21 years. And Mechad Amalu once said, that I will supply wine, salt, and oil. And finally, Mechad Amalu once said, that I will supply enough firewood for the next 21 years. V'shavchu Rabbanu d'tzivi, and Rabbanu Meshabeach, the one that said, I promised the firewood, to Rav Chista, call a kli, have a muscle shame, because Rav Chista would give over all his keys to his shamas, barman d'tzivi, except for the storehouse that stored his firewood, Amar Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said, "Akal b'dechite b'yishisin akal b'dechivi." For one storehouse of wheat, you need 60 storehouses of wood. L'maisa, this was a huge nedava that they were ready to give to the Klai Yisrael in order to save the Beis Hamikdash. Havu l'mezen esem echad shasa, and they had enough to feed Klai Yisrael for 21 years. Havu buhanu b'yoni. However, they were strong men in Eretz Yisrael that were Jewish, and as Rashi says, they were anoshim reikim u'pchuzim l'mchama. They were empty people, and they wanted to rush into a war. And the Tzitzit said, "Burim amei oretz and preetzim." Amulu Rabbanan said to the Beyonim, Nepuk v'nevet Shlomo Badayu, let us go out and make peace with the Romans, Leishav Kinu. However, the Beyonim did not like the Rabbanan do so. Amru Inu, and they said, Nepuk v'nevet Karva Badayu, let us go and fight a war against them, and let us wage a battle. Amulu Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to them, Lei Mestaya Milsa, you won't have Siyat Nishmaya, and you won't win. Kamu Kalninu, Lahanu Ambari, Rechiti V'sari, V'have Kafna. So in order to make sure that Rabbanan had no choice but to go to war, they went and they burnt all of these storehouses of wheat and barley, and this way there was a famine, and that would force the hand of Rabbanan to go into war. And the Gemara tells us about the severity of this famine, that Marta Bas Baisis Asirasa de Yushlaim Avoy, there was a woman named Marta Bas Baisis, and some explain this is the same Marta Bas Baisis that's brought down the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph and Beis, who was married to Yeshua ben Gamla, however Ayin the Mashah, who disagrees on this point. And Marta Bas Baisis was one of the wealthy people in Yushlaim. Shadrusa the Shlucha of Amrlei, she sent a Shliach to the marketplace, and she said to him, Zil Isli Smida, go and buy for me extremely fine flour. And Ad Azil is Davin, once he went, it was already sold out. Asa Amala, so he came back and he told her, Smida Leka, there was no extremely fine flour. However, Chivrusa Ikka, there's still white flour in the marketplace. Amrlei, she said to him, Zil Isli, go and bring me white flour. Ad Azil is Davin, once he went back to the marketplace, that was also sold out. Asa Amala, the Shliach came back to Matabas Baisis, and he said to her, Chivrusa Leka, there's no longer any white flour. However, Gushkra Ikka, there is still a lower grade flour available on Malay Zilaisili. So she once again said, go and bring that to me. After Azal is Davin, once again, once he went to the marketplace, it was already sold out. Asava Amullah, and he came back and said to Gushkur Leka, Kimcha Desari Ika. However, this barley flour is still available on Malay Zilaisili. So once again, she said, go and bring that for me. After Azal is Davin, and once again, once he went back to the marketplace, that was also sold out. And we see how quickly the destruction and the famine took place. And the Gemara tells us, Havashlifa Masana, Matabas Spices, wasn't wearing shoes. Amra Epik Ba'achsi, I will go out myself and I will check if there's anything for me to eat. And while she was walking barefoot and her foot went into a pile of dung of an animal, and because she was such an istinus, she actually died. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai referred to this pasuk when talking about Matar Bas Baisis and said the pasuk in Kisavai B'negei Ratecha states, that this woman that used to be so delicate and wouldn't even walk onto the floor would have these major issues. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others say that she didn't die based on the fact that she stepped into a pile of dung, but Gregus Rabbi Tzadik Achol, when she went out to find food, he actually found a leftover dried fig of Rabbi Tzadik, and we'll see that that dried fig was sucked out by Rabbi Tzadik, and because she was so hungry, therefore she ate it. And as Rashi says, and because of the smell of the sickness of Rabbi Tzadik that went into this Gregus, she tasted it, and because she was such an istinus, therefore she died. And as the Gemara says, Vesnisa Umesa, and the Gemara tells a story of Rab Tzadik. Rab Tzadik Yosef Abon Shnim Betanisa Tzadik consistently would fast, and he fasted for 40 years in order that Yushlaim should not be destroyed in his time. And when he would eat something during those days of Tanisim, you were able to see the food that was inside his body as he was mamish, skin and bones. And Rashi says, when he finished his Tanis, and he wanted to eat something and make himself better, they brought him a dried fig, and if he would eat the entire dried fig, it would actually kill him, and therefore he would only suck out the liquid of the dried fig, and then he would throw out the actual fruit. And it was this outside of the fruit that Matar Bas Bises found, and she ate, and because of that, she died. And the Gemara tells us, when Matar Bas Bises was dying, she took out all the gold and silver from her house, and she threw it into the marketplace. And she said, why would I need gold and silver? And that's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel refers to, when the Pasuk states, Kaspam Bachutz Shlichu was a Havel Nida, V'Hoye Kaspam Zahavam, Lo Yuchel Atzilam, B'Yayim Evers Hashem, Nafsham Lo Yisbo, U'Me'eim Lo Yimalu, Ki Michshol Avaynim Hoya. And this Pasuk specifically tells us that even though someone may have a lot of gold and silver, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrath is shown in this world, it won't help them at all, as there will be such hunger that they will not be saved from that hunger. And the Gemara continues, Abasikra Reish B'Yunim Yishlayim, Abasikra was the head of the B'Yunim in Yishlayim, Ba'achted Rab Nech Ben Zakava, and he was the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, and he was Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai's nephew, Shal Chlei. So Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai sent a message to Abba Sikra, Tobitzin al Gabai, I want you to come and have a private meeting with me. Asa Omalei Ad Imus Abdisuachi. So when he came to Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai said to Abba Sikra, until when will you do such things? Because Lisa Leila Alma Bekafna, and you'll cause the Klal Yisrael will be destroyed and will be killed through hunger. And Omalei, so Abba Sikra said to Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, My Yavid, what should I do? I really don't agree with them, but I have no choice. They will kill me if I go against them. The Amin Lumi did cutly. Amaleis, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai told Abba Sikra, I have a plan. Chazibli Takantali Didi, the Apek, help me get out of Yishlaim, as your group has an embargo on Yishlaim, and we can't get out of Yishlaim. And Efshid, Havi Hatzal Puto, and if I get out of Yishlaim, potentially I could actually save Klai Yisrael, and at least part of the Klai Yisrael. Amalei, so Abba Sikra said to him, the Klai Nafshik Bixiri, tell people that you're very sick, Velesi Kule Amu Vilashailibach, and let people come to Mavakachayla and ask about how you are, but I see me desire of the Agni Gabach, and then take an avelu or something that smells very bad and hide it by you, and you will then generate a rumor that you actually died. And at this point, you should only let your Talmidim that you trust come and help you, and you should not let anyone else come into the area once they think that you're dead. As if other people will be metapel with your urine, then they'll realize that it's very light, as the Inu Yodi that everyone knows, the Chaya Kolomisa, that a live body is lighter than a dead body. So he did so. So Rabbi Lezer was holding Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai's urn from one side, Rabbi Shua Ben Tzad Acher, and Rabbi Shua from the other side. When he got to the opening of Yishlaim, the Biryonim wanted to test if Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai was really dead, and therefore they took out a spear and they wanted to go and pierce Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai and make sure he's dead. So at this point, Abba Sikra was part of the plan, and he said to them, people will say that you even go and pierce the body of your master and of your Rebbe, and of course it's not proper. And as Rashi says, that the Romans will say about you, Shafilu Rabin Daku, and this is not a very politically savvy way to do this. But the Biryonim agreed to Abba Sikra, but Bo Lemitchfei, so they said to Abba Sikra, let us at least push him around and see if he'll scream out, Amalu Yoimu Rabin Daku. Then they'll say that you push around your master and you push around your Rebbeim, and of course that's also not covered Ames. So possibly Baba, so then the Biryonim were convinced by Abba Sikra, and therefore they opened the door for Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai to be able to go out and be buried out of Yushlaim. Nafak, so Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai went out of Yushlaim, and Kimat Lahasam, when Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai finally get to Aspasainis, Amma Shalmalach Malka, he said, peace unto you, the king, peace unto you, the king. Amalais, Aspasainis said, Mechayvish Treik Tola, you really should be Chayim Misa for two things that you did wrong. Chodah, first of all, the Lab Malka and of a Kakarsli Malka, I'm not the king, and you're calling them a king. And as Rashi says, Vilsalatu be, and you're making fun of me, and others explain that he was actually saying that if you're going to call me king, if the actual Caesar finds out that people are calling me a king and I'm not going to kill them, then he'll actually consider it a capital offense that I did because I was Mevaza the Melech and I will be killed. And number two, Vesu, Imalkano, if it's true that I am the king, Ad Idna, my Lord Asa Legabai, why didn't you come to tell me that I'm the king prior to this point? Amaleis, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai explained, the Ka'amat La Malkano, by the fact that you say that you're not the king, and the Gemara continues on Daphne Vavan Beis, Ivra, Malkat, you really are the king, the Ilav Malkat, if you wouldn't be the king, like Mims Yushlaim Biyodech, then it would be impossible that you should be able to destroy Yushlaim. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, the Alvanim Ba'adi Yipol, the Alvanim referring to Yishlayim, will fall in the king's hands. And we know the word Adar refers to a king. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyah, so we see the Lashon Adar is referring to the same person that's called a Meishel, and that must be referring to someone that is king. And when the Pasuk says, that Levanon will fall in the hands of the king, it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem, as the Pasuk in Devarim says, and Rashi says that the reason why it was called Levanon is Shemal ben Avinisim Shel Yisrael, that through the Mizbeach and through the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael's Averus were turned white and were purified. And Rashi in Chumash says, Ahara Toiv is referring to Yishlaim, Valvanon is referring to Beis HaMikdash. And Taisa at the Tapadon points out, Avagad that Kathi Le Mimsu B'yaday, even though at this point Yishlaim was not put into his hands, Achabot Titus, until Titus came, Mekamokim Kivin to Kvat Tzar Le'ashol Shonim, since he already besieged Yishlaim for 3 years, and Havakathan was such a great famine, Havikilu Kvat Nimsra, it was as if Yishlaim was already destroyed. And Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai continued to tell us B'sayinis of the comedy Malka No Amay Lekos Legaboy Ad Inno, as to your Taina, that if it's true that I am the king, then why didn't you come until this point? B'yoyin the Isban Le'shav Kinon, the B'yoyinim that amongst us won't let us come and make peace with you, Amalei. So as B'sayinis said, Ilu Chavish Shel Dvas V'dak and Karach La, if there would be a barrel full of honey and it would be a snake and serpent that wants to go and get the honey and it's wrapped around a barrel of honey, Le'yu Shefin and Sechavish Bishul Dakan, you think if you have something sweet like honey and you want to get it, you should break the barrel, and this way you'll be able to get the honey. And some say by breaking the barrel, you'll break it at the point where the dakan is, and you'll be able to kill the serpent at the same time that you're breaking the barrel. Rashi says, In Shemin Sechavis, Kadeshi Yelch Le'adakan, Kachoylechem Lahashchus Chemis Seir, you should also broke the walls of the city, Vilasarf Be'esh, and burnt it with fire, Kadeshi Chaysam B'yoinim Etecha, in order to get rid of B'yoinim, and this way you would have been able to come and tell me that I'm the king. And the Gemara tells us, Ishtik, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai kept quiet, Karla Rabbi Yosef, Itim Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yosef said the following pasuk, and some say it was Rabbi Kiva that said this pasuk, and this pasuk is in Yeshaya that states, Meshav Chacham Ocho V'dayti Misakel, that at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the Chacham not to have response, and he looks like a Sechol, and he looks like a fool, and he boiled him Emelay, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai should have said to his specialness, Sheklin and Safta V'Sheklin Le'Dakar V'Sheklin Le'Dakar, that we would take a tweezer or a tongs, and we take away the snake or the serpent, and we will kill the serpent, the Chavita Shavkinla, and we would leave the barrel alone, and we wouldn't destroy the barrel. And therefore, I was also waiting until we had the opportunity to be able to remove the serpent, and I was able to get around them, and this way, Yerushalayim was still saved, and I was able to find the Itza to be able to come to you, and be able to try to make a peace treaty. And the Gemara continues, Adahachi, Asa Pristika Alam Raimi, while they were talking, a shliach and a messenger came from Rome, Amalei, and he said to Aspasainis, come, get up, the Misle Kesa, because the Sisa died, V'minilahu Chashivet Raimi, L'Sivech Bereisha, and the Cheshuvim in Rome, they appointed you to become the Caesar, and you are taking over as a Caesar, and you are actually the king. Havasayim Chavasani, at that time, he only had one shoe put on, Bailum Masayim Lachrina, and he wanted to put on his other shoe, Loy Ayel, it wouldn't go on, Bailum Mishl Filidach, and then he wanted to take off the other shoe that was already on, Loy Nofik, that shoe wouldn't come off. Oma Maihai, says Masayim, said, what is going on here? Oma Lei, so Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai said to him, Loy Tzari, you shouldn't feel bad, and you shouldn't be concerned, Shmu Taiva Asalcha, that since you heard a good tiding, Dixiv, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, and Ma'ori Naim, Yisamach Leiv, and Shmu Taiva, if you have a good tiding, Tidashin Utsem, then your bones become thicker and become fatter, and that's why you're not able to get the shoes on because your feet swelled. That's what Sinai's is, Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, Elamaita Kante. So, what should I do in order to get my shoes on or to get my shoe off? And Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai told him, Lacey Inish, Loy Mesva Daitik Benay, you should bring someone that you don't like, Velichlev Kamach, and have him pass it in front of you. Dixiv, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, Vruach Nechea, Tiyabesh Gorim, someone with a lowly spirit and someone that is a bit depressed, that will dry out his bones and that will cause his bones to get smaller. And the Gemara tells us, Ava Hachid, that Aspasainis took the Itzer Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, and he did so, Ayel, and then he was able to get a shoe on. Amalei, so Aspasainis said to Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, Yomachad Chachimus Kulhai, that since he's so smart, Adidna Mailasis Lagaboy, why is it that you couldn't figure out how to come to me until now? Amalei, Vale Amulach, so Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai responded to him, I already told you that I had this problem with the Bayunim. And Amalei, so Aspasainis responded, Ananami Amulach, I already told you that you should have gone and broken the wall and been able to come. And the Mefarshim discussed exactly what the Shach Levitai was between Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai and Aspasainis, if Lemaisa they already spoke about this previously. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Aspasainis told Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai that since I am the king, Mezel Zilna, I now have to go to Rome, and I will send another person to be the general and to fight against Klal Yisrael. However, Aspasainis said, ask for me something and I will give it to you. Amalei, so Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai said that I have three requests. And number one, Ten Li Yavna V'Chachamel, I want you to give me the city of Yavna that you shouldn't destroy it, and you should also give them to the Chacham that live in Yavna, and you shouldn't kill them. Number two, the Shalshelet Rav Gamliel, you should allow the family of Rav Gamliel to stay alive, as that Shalshelet is the Shalshelet of the Malchus of Yehuda. Number three, he asked a personal bakasha for the God Adar, Vasvasad Masinli Reb Tzadik, and give me a doctor that could heal Reb Tzadik. Kari Le Reb Yasef, Itaim Reb Akiva. Once again, Reb Yasef said, and some say it was Reb Akiva, Meshach Chacham Ocha, Vedaiti Misakel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Chachma from Reb Yechim and Zakkai, because Reb Yechim and Zakkai shouldn't ask properly, as Yibayil Memele, Reb Yechim and Zakkai had this opportunity to ask something for his Pesainis, he should have said, L'shafkinu Hadazimna, that you should leave Klai Yisrael alone, at least for this time, and you should go away from Yishlaim, and you should not destroy Yishlaim at all. And some explain, Reb Yechim and Zakkai was actually smart, because he saw that his Pesainis said, Mezel Zimna, V'inishachrin Mishadrana, so he saw that that wasn't up for discussion, and therefore he knew not to ask for Yishlaim, as potentially wouldn't get anything, and as the Gemara says, V'hu Sovin, Reb Yechim and Zakkai felt, that maybe his Pesainis wouldn't listen to him to save Yishlaim, and that's all put Nami Lehavi, and then he would be Korech Mikan, the Korech Mikan, as he wouldn't get anything. And the Gemara continues, Asvasa the Masin Reb Tzadik Mai, what is the story and how did they heal Reb Tzadik? The Gemara tells us, Yayim Makam on the first day, Ashku Mai de Peri, they gave him bran water, Lemacha Mai de Sipuka, and then they gave him thicker water, and they added some flour into the water to make the thickness more consistent, Lemacha Mai de Kimcha, and then afterwards they gave him flour water, Ad Ravach Meir, Porta Porta, until the stomach of Reb Tzadik got larger bit by bit. And the Gemara continues, Azal Shadr Letitus Urasha, so then the Spasianis sent Titus Urasha to go to Eretz Yisrael and to destroy Yishlaim at the base of Migdash. And the Pasuk in Azinu actually is Miramis this, as the Pasuk says, Va'oma Eyalahimoy Tzuchasayubai, and he would say that where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rock, where they were able to take shelter, Zetitus Urasha, this is Pasuk referring to Titus, Shechir Vegidiv Klapi Mala, because he was Becharif and Megadiv, who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ma also, what is it they did? Tafas Zoyna Biyodai, he took the Zoyna in his hand, Vinichzel Beitz Kachi Kadashim, he went into the Kachi Kadashim, Vitzia Sev Torah, he spread out a Torah, Va'ovo La'avera, and he was Mizana on the Sev Torah, right in the base Kachi Kadashim, and Vinatul Sayev, then he took a sword, Vigider Sepreches, and he slashed the Preches, and he stabbed the Preches, Vinas and Nase, and a Nase occurred, Vayadam Vasvitzia, and blood was spurting out from the Preches itself, Chesova Hari Chesatmai, and Titus thought that he actually killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shalgut Sarecha Bekarab Mayadecha, some Oyes say some Oyes says that the ones who are your enemies, they roared in the middle of your Mayad. And Rashi says, but Bayi Shatim is Vayad Bayi, referring to Beis HaMikdash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to join Klai Yisrael and get together with Klai Yisrael. And in the Beis HaMikdash, some Oyes say some Oyes, Rashi says, Amru, that they said, Shesimineim Simen, that this Simen was a Simen, Dam Zeh Shal Mihu, that whose Dam is this, Im Loisha Ragnus Atzmai, if not for the fact that we killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And some explained that they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just like a person, and some Oyes say, that they compared the Oyes for a person's death to the death of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like if a person bleeds, they will bleed to death. Therefore, they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also died. And Titus was such a mechutzif, and he was mechar from Megadif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such an amazing way. So Abachan says, Micha Micha Chasin Yah, that who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so strong that he holds himself back and he didn't take retribution from Titus immediately. And as Abachan explains, Micha Micha Chasin Vekasha Shat Hashemei and Niyutza Vigudufay Shal Isi Rasha Vashaysek, that who is as strong as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is able to hear the Giduf and the chutzpah of this Rasha, and he's able to be quiet. And the Be'er Rishmal Tana and the Yeshiva Rishmal, they taught from Braisa that they brought a pasuk in Bishalach that says, Micha Micha Be'ilim Hashem, who amongst the strong ones is as strong as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we learn out, Micha Micha Be'ilmim, who is as strong as HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he keeps quiet, as that itself shows restraint and shows strength. And Titus points out, V'nas and Neis V'hoyedam Lo'idiya the Kashal Fnei HaMakom Churban Beis HaMikdash, in order to show us how terrible it was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and it was almost as if a limb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was torn off and blood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually came out of his body. And the Gemara continues with this story, Ma'asa, so what did Titus do next? Nathas HaPareches V'asokim in Gargusni, so he took the Pareches and he formed it into a large vessel which would generally carry wine, and behavior called Kelim Shev Migdash V'nichaben, and then he took all the Kelim of the base Migdash, he placed them into the Pareches, and he wanted to take the Pareches because he also wanted to show that the Pareches actually had blood in it and that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishiv Misvina Leilach Shtabech B'irai, and he placed all of it onto a ship in order to go back to Rome and be able to be praised because he won the war and he beat Klai Yisrael. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Uvechein Re'isi Rishayim Kfurim Vavou Umimakim Kadesh Yehalechu V'yishtachu V'be'ir Ashekein Asu. And the Gemara explains, Al Tikri Kfurim, don't read it as if they were buried, Ela Kvutzim, they had to gather together all the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and Al Tikri V'yishtachu, and don't read it as if they were forgotten, Ela V'yishtachu, that the Rishayim will be praised based on the fact that they beat Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, others say, Kfurim Mamish, that we're talking about things that were buried, that feel Milin Matamran Igloilah sign that when the Romans beat Klal Yisrael, even things that Klal Yisrael buried, for example, if they buried their jewels or they buried their money, the Goyim were able to find it and they brought this back to Rome. And the Gemara tells us while Titus was going from Eretz Yisrael back to Rome, so he was traveling in the ship and a great whirlwind from the ocean came up to drown him. So Titus said, that seems to me that the God of Klal Yisrael in Gerasa El B'mayim, he only has strength in water. But Pirate Tavbiyam, when Pirate came, he drowned in water. But Sisra Tavbiyam, and Sisra came, he also drowned in water. As Rashi brings from the Pasuk and Shaftim, Nachal Kishon Gorfam, that he would drown in Nachal Kishon. And the Mefarshim discussed why didn't Titus mention the Mea Mabel and the Dar Enosh. And Titus continued, Afhu Aimer Lail Tavenim B'mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also coming against me to drown me in water. Im Gibuhu, if he's so strong, Yalli Yabasha, let him come onto dry land, Viyasim Yimuchama, and let him go and fight a war, and let it be a fair war. Yatsubaskal of Armalai, so Baskal came and said out to him, Russia ben Russia, ben Beneshal Isa Russia, you Russia, the son of Russia, the grandchild of Isa Russia, bury a Kali Yesh Blaylami, Vyitishma, I have a very small creature in this world, and its name is the Yitush. And the Gemara explains, I might curl La Bari Kala, why is it called a simple creature, the Ma'alna Isla, that has a mouth in order to take in nutrients. However, Mufakta Lesla, it doesn't have any way to take out any waste product, and therefore it's a very simple Bria, and it's not a complex Bria. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Titus, Alei Yabasha, come up to the dry land, Vitasi Ima Muhammad, and the Yitush will fight Muhammad with you. Alei Yabasha, so Titus got up onto the dry land, but Yitush, Vinitlus Bechaitmai, so the small bug, the Yitush, went into the nostril of Titus, Vinakab Mecha Shevashanim, and it was banging against his brain for 7 years. And of course, this was terribly painful for Titus. Yaymechad, one day, have a Kachal Vaboda Ben Afra, so Titus was walking near the door of a blacksmith, and Shama Kol Raspita Ishtik, and the Yitush heard the banging of the anvil, and therefore kept quiet. Oma Ikatakata, so Titus thought that there was a way around this, and therefore Kol Yoyma Maisu Nafra, every day he brought a blacksmith to his palace, Umacha Kamei, and he banged in front of him, Lenachri Yavli Abazuzi, and if it was a guy that was hired for that day, he would pay him 4 zuz, Lisrael, and for the Yisrael, he wouldn't pay him anything, and Omalei, and Titus would say to them, Mistayach de Kachaz Besanach, that it's enough for you as payment, the fact that you're able to see that your enemy has such ancient from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us, for 30 days, this Eitzah worked, but Mikama Eilach came in the Dash Dash, once it already passed 30 days, then the Yitush got used to this noise, and therefore it started banging once again. Tanya will enter the Brisa, Arma Pilchas Ben Arriga, Anis Ben Gedelu Remi, that I was between the great people of Rome, Uchshemes, and when Titus died, Patsu Esmeichai, they split open his brain, Umatsubai, and they found him there, Ketzipa Dra, Mishkel Shle Slayim, they found his bird called the Tzipa Dra, that was the weight of 2 Slayim, which was, of course, a very large weight. The Masisa Tanam, we learned in the Brisa, Kagoizel Ben Shana, it was the size of a Yoyna that's 1 year old, Mishkel Shne Litrin, and it was the weight of 2 Litrin. And on Abaya, Abaya states, Nechtina, that we have a Kabbalah, Pivshel Nechoshesh, the mouth of this Yitush was of Kappa, Vitzipin of Shelbazel, and its nails was of iron. And the Gemara tells us, Kehava Kamayis, when Titus died, Amaluhu, he told the people and he gave instructions, Laklu Lahav Gavra, I want you to cremate my body, Vilabadri Lakitme, Ashev Yame, and then you should spill my ashes on the 7 seas, the Lishke Lahad Yehudai, and this way, Kosh Baruch Hu won't be able to find my body, Vilukbe Bedina, and bring me to a Dintaira, and bring me to Bezin Shemaila. And Ayin Taisis, Diba Maskel, Veniko, Bemecha, Zayin Shanim, Le Nasa Trefa Bekach, the Lucharia, how is it possible he lived for 7 years if Lucharia should become a Trefa based on the fact that the Yitush made a hole in his brain? And Taisis says, the Der Chaitmen Nichlas, that it went through his nostril, Le Nikova Kraim, and it didn't actually make a hole in the Kraim, but it is Chilip in Trefas the Adam, Lebehema, and there are other Chilukim between the Trefas of Adam and a Behema, and even though Benegay Behema, if it's Nikova Kraim, the Behema can't last for more than a year as it's a Trefa, however, that would not necessarily be true, Benegay Adam, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.